Now, what do you remember of the Battle of Passchendaele, or going up through?
Well, Passchendaele, I was attached to B Company again, and we attacked, and we were handed a message that we had to send back that we'd consolidated. I tested out my lines and I had no lines, so I went back to repair the lines. And I established a communication center there. I couldn't keep any lines. With the constant shelling, you just couldn't keep lines. I made 4 trips back and forth to battalion headquarters with reels of wire, and I probably wouldn't have communication for 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour after the trip, so it was worthwhile. So I established a communication center in a pillbox where we had first aid equipment and sent all my messages by code by a ground buzzer. And even then I had trouble to keep lines. I had to keep going up to repair those so I could get it out. You shot this way, your ground buzzer.
How did the ground buzzer work then?
Just induction. The circuit goes through the ground instead of an aerial. And it picked them up, the messages. Difficulty because you couldn't keep the lines as soon as the lines would cut. It's nothing else but a ground buzzer.
Well, you mean there were lines on the ground then, or what?
Just lines out about 50 feet each way, going out front, you see. So only with that in that angle could they pick up the messages.
So even for 50 feet you kept
getting shot? Oh, I had to go out to, umpteen times. And besides, when I was out, I saw people in difficulty. One of them, Bert Ursel, wounded. And I dragged him into the pillbox to the dressing station. And one or two others. Charlie Hislop was one of my own officers, that he was wounded there too.
How far back of the line from which you had advanced in the morning?
About a little over a quarter of a mile, this pillbox was. The Germans had the pillbox before we set it up.
You don't recall the name they had for that? I know they had code.
Oh, there was all kinds of pillboxes in the area.
Yeah,
there was no name, actually, I know for this one.
I thought maybe if I knew the name, I could find it in the map.
No, there was no name on this that I know of. From there, we were relieved. Eventually, I couldn't take it anymore. I was all alone, and you got to sleep sometimes. And I was sleeping on the job myself, and they took me back to headquarters. And
this was that night in at the Passchendaele.
Yeah. Well, the next day.
It's still there. Right?
Yeah, still at Passchendaele. And I went back to headquarters, and of course I had to go to work there. And the brigadier, well, we were relieved, as a matter of fact, and under my desk there was 3 gallons Crocs of rum. adjutant asked me to turn this over, and naturally to the incoming unit, you see. And from this pillbox that I was at previous to headquarters, we had four or five groups of two carrying out the wounded, you see. They would go up to this pillbox and bring them out, bring them back. And they were dead on their feet when they brought them out, because there was mud. It's a good thing there was the mud. That's what saved the lives there, because a shell would come out of sight in the mud. If they were ordinary, hard surface, they'd have detonated and blown us off into pieces. You see, that was the thing that saved us at Passchendaele, was the mud. And anyway, on the duty, there was Harry Hall, was one of them, was a stretcher bearer, he used to be here. He was a cartoonist. He was one of them, and he filled up his water bottle of this rum that was under there. And he was dead on his feet, too. But the incoming, met the incoming battalion, they were coming in with their rations, with their reels of wire and everything, and they were going out light, our house. Harry wouldn't get, he'd had too much of the rum. He wouldn't get off the little narrow duck walk that we had to walk on. He luckily slid off the walk and got into a shell hole where there was water and it had been mustard gas, and then got a skin gas. It saved him, because he'd have been court-martialed afterwards. But he hadn't gone to hospital. But then I went back out to rest. Poprinch. And they didn't wake me up for 18 hours. From battalion headquarters, I walked out with the brigadier, who was a riding master previously.
There weren't too many left of the battalion after Passchendaele.
Oh, we had quite a number of casualties. We had a lot of casualties at the Somme previous, but that was before my time. We had a lot of casualties at the Lens, too.